Okay, welcome everyone to our first Pilpul share of the year. The way the plan is, we're going to try and do, just go through the Maariv Mekaymis today, maybe say some kind of something today, I hope something of value, and then the rest tomorrow. Before I start, I want to do a little introduction. I got a lot of grief from this Maariv Mekaymis. I can't read it. It's too hard. The print is so terrible. Why do you give such a Maariv Mekaymis? So I happen to be very excited about this Maariv Mekaymis. I have to give a shmooze. Give a shmooze. There's a, in the Pasuk in Dvarim, it says, in the end of Dvarim, that Oig came to attack Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem, Eli Al Tira Oiso. Don't be afraid of Oik. So it's a plea atuma. Moshe is afraid. By Sichon, Hashem didn't have to tell him not to be afraid. So why by Oik does Hashem have to tell him not to be afraid? So Rashi brings, and it's a Medrash, it's a Chazal, because Oik did a chesed to Avraham. So Moshe was afraid that Oik has his chutz. So it's a plea atzuma. Okay, Oig had his chutz. He did one mitzvah. His whole life, he did one mitzvah. Moshe did lots of mitzvahs. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate, the mitzvahs, the shleimus, harbatzah Torah, the highest level, mikabel the Torah, taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He did so many thousands, millions of mitzvahs. And Moshe did it with the purpose, with the right kavana. Oig, we know, he went ahead and he did a chesed to Avram accidentally. He was really trying to murder him. Some chesed. He's trying to murder him. Accidentally, trying to murder him, he did him a chesed. Avram was happy he came, even though he didn't do it for right intention. That's like the crummiest mitzvah you can do. So Og got this one crummy mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu got hundreds and thousands of amazing mitzvahs. And Moshe's afraid of Og. So at least the Baal Musa say it because Oik had one thing over Moshe that Moshe didn't have. He did a chesed to Avraham. Moshe never did that. To do a chesed to Avraham, that's big. Meaning, there's an amazing thing to do a chesed to a Gadol Hador, to one of the Gadol Hador of the previous generations. Moshe Rabbeinu is himself the Gadol Hador, but Avraham Avinu is Avraham Avinu. Moshe never got the chance to do a chesed to Avraham Avinu. Okay. Right. So there's a very big inyan to do, try and do a chesed to Gedolim. We don't usually get an opportunity because, you know, in Miami, regretfully, and even in New York, there aren't that many. And go find them. And, go, and you know, in Chav Chaim Kenevsky, he doesn't need your chesedim. Maybe he does, you know, but he has 50 million shamashim around, jumping on top of him. And you know, there's not that many opportunities, generally speaking, to do a chesed. But here we have a tremendous opportunity, because one of the biggest chesedim, you know, you can do to someone, is a real chesed. Chesed, you give him a cup of coffee, okay, big deal. But Chazal say one of the greatest chesedim you do a person is you learn his Torah, is Fos of Dei Rosh Kever. It's a Gemara. That's an amazing chesed to the person. After the person's nifter, so he can't do any more mitzvahs. But somehow or another, mystically, I don't know what it means, that when you learn his Torah over, so he, it's as if he's still alive. And he gets another, he still gets new mitzvahs, whatever it is. So it seems, it's pretty clear in the Gemara that that's an amazing chesed. It says in the Gemara that the Amorah and Tanoim were makbid on each other, if you wouldn't say over things in their name, because you're taking away that schus. So here we have a person who I assume was one of the Gedolei Hador. I think that's probably pretty reliable. He lived, the Sefer was printed 200 years ago, basically, by the grandson of the Mechaber, after the father of the Mechaber was died already. So probably the Mechaber lived around 50 years before that. So we have a Sefer who was written probably around 250 years ago by one of the Gedolei Hador. The probability is in the last 200 years or 100 years, not too many people have read this Sefer, right? I doubt it. And surely not in the last 50 years, you know. And here, now, we got Sfoz of Davos Rekever. In other words, my assumption is, I don't know if this is Mukhruch, that Rekiv Eger Also, every time you read Rabbi Kiva Eger's Fasa of Dov Balsik Hefer. But right, it's like doing a chesed to someone who's rich. A person is a multi-millionaire, you give him another dower, okay, it's a nice thing. Every dower counts. But, you know, it's not that meaningful. But if you give a person who's a pauper, who has nothing, and you give him, you know, that's amazing. So Rekiva Eger, people have been quoting Rekiva Eger for the last 500 years, whatever, 200 years, 300 years. He has plenty of Sfas of Dovah Svi Kefer. So every time we quote Rekiva Eger, okay, we're doing another Chesed Rekiva Eger. It's also an Indian, it's a mitzvah. Every Chesed counts. But here we have a person who is probably, he hasn't had Sfas of Dovah Svi Kefer for 200 years. And now we can get a whole yeshiva can work on his sefer for a few days. Wow, that's such an amazing. He's like a person who's, so to speak, an ani in this sense. And we give him such a big thing. It's an amazing schus. So I'm very excited about them. I happen to be a shtickle serious. I do like bedafka to use farm that no one else uses. I think there is a big inyan to it's a chesed to the mechaber, and the mechaberim are usually gedolei ador. How often do you get an opportunity to do a chesed to a gadol ador? It's not so often. Okay, anyway, now let's get back to the start to the shir. So we have here, we start with a medrash rabba. The medrash rabba brings that there is a pasuk, that there are different levels of seven levels of tzaddikim. I have no idea what these are. So then at the end of the medrash asks, who's the greatest? Right? Who's the most chaviv takosh baruch hu? Chaviv means beloved. Ni'imo, I do not know exactly what that phrase means. So there is a machlekes amoraim, trei amoraim. Chad amar zeh shabuah mikoyach shal Torah koycha shal mitzvahs. There's a person who's doing Torah mitzvahs b'shleimitz. You know, he's doing day and night learning and doing mitzvahs, perfect, everything. V'achrin amar eidu soifrim, these are the soifrim, and mishanim, and the teacher, and mishanim, these are the learners. Shemelamdim dinaikas, v'amizim, truthfully. Shemasidim labi amina shakosh baruch hu. So we have a machlekes. Who are the greatest people? Is the greatest person the person who's shalem in Torah mitzvahs? Or the greatest person, the melamdei tinaikas? Okay. So we have a piece from the Yafei Tohar. This is time you have to know a little bit of your history of Midrashim, something that many people do not know. That if you look on the bottom of the regular Medrash Rabbah, I don't know if it was printed up. I think it was printed up. There's a Yafei Tohar on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah. So why do we have to print up a different Yafei Tohar? Teretz is because the Yafei Tohar on the Medrash Rabbah, this is a standard Medrash Rabbah, is a forgery, but it's supposedly an abridged edition. It's not even necessarily that exactly, but it's somewhat an abridged edition with minor changes. So that somebody went ahead, the Yafei Tohar was such an amazing parish, so when they printed up the Medrash Rabbah in Europe in the last tour, this is the standard Medrash Rabbah, so they made a kitzer of the Yafei Tohar. But I don't want to say 90%, but it's at least half of the real Yafei Tohar is not there, probably more than half. Probably close to 75% of the real Yafei Tohar is not in the Yafei Tohar. People don't realize that. People say a shmooze on the Yafei Tohar, and they don't know that they're not really reading the full Yafei Tohar. I mean, you could say a shmooze, because I assume whatever is said is accurate. But this is only in the regular printed Medrash Rabbah, does not have a full printing of the Yafei Tohar. So the Yafei Tohar is the Yafei Tohar itself was printed about 400 years ago, maybe no more, and I think over 400 years ago, it's an early sefer, and recently they started reprinting it. We have the yeshiva has a nice print of Yafei Tohar, Hashalem, on Breishis. Someone told me that this also was reprinted on Breishis and Shmos and Vayikra, but we do not own it, so apologize. Okay, anyway, so let's read the Yafei Tohar. Tifei Tohar basically has a kasha. That the Medrash, I just want to go first quickly through the Mara Mikaimis and stop on 2 points. That the Medrash brings a machlokes, who's greater? There's one opinion that the Milam de Tinoikos is greater. So he has a kasha that he has three Gemaras that seems to indicate that Talmid Chachamim are greater. What are the three Gemaras? So the first Gemara he quotes is from Perek Ein Oimdim, that's in Brachas. Talmid Chacham Atman Ayin Orasa. It says that the schar we find in all the Chazal, that's talking about other people do other mitzvahs, Ma'ane Talmid Chacham, etc. But the Talmid Chacham itself, Ayin Orasa. So there's a certain mashmos in that Chazal that like Talmud Chacham is like, that's the ultimate. The Talmud Chacham, that's the ultimate schar, no one can even describe it. It's beyond our comprehension. Okay. So there's a certain mashmos. You know, you could have, I don't know if someone might have argued, but that's what the Yifei Torah feels, that there's a mashmos in the Gemara in Brachas that the Talmud Chacham is Ayin Orasa, means that's the ultimate schar. Then he quotes a raya from Perek Lo Yachfor. Now, interesting, Perek Lo Yachfor, the Sefer, Divrei Mordechai, points out that it's not in Perek Lo Yachfor, it's in the first Perek. So, okay. So it's a shmooze. That's definitely a shmooze. And even the Yifei Tohar, the Gadol Dor from 400 or 500 years ago, he got confused whether it was in the first parak or second parak. You know, because most of the Gemaras that deal with Mechanchim are in the second parak. That's in the beginning. If you read the second parak, the whole Gemara there of all the Gemaras about Talmidim and is in this beginning of the second parak. So he apparently, when he was writing from memory, he confused for a second that this was in the second parak. So that's a shmooze, that even a gadol can make that confusion. But he's quoting really our Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Beis. That our Gemara, it's not very unclear what is Raya from our Gemara is. The Gemara, what he quotes from our Gemara is, he quotes, Hamaskirim Kizoah Yasiru, that the Gemara says that's Gabai Staka. Umastike Arabim Adam and Amne Timokas. Alma Tamida Khasham Khashivi. Now, where's the Alma? Alma Tamida Kham Khashivi. No one even mentioned Tamida Khamim. They just quoted two psukim. One pasuk by Gabai Staka, that Gabai Staka are Kizor Akia. Mastika Rabim is Malam de Tinaikas. So what's his raya? So the Sefer again asks the question, doesn't know what the raya is. And that's Divrei Mordechai. So he says that the raya is, he says, let me see if I can find it in this print, hard to read. So it's Umasha Hiksha from Agmara, who it says in our Gemara of Rabbanan Mai. Now that if you read the end of the Gemara has a kasha, okay, what about these two? What about Rabbanan? Omer Avina v'Oavav. And V'Oavav can say it's Hashem's Kuvrasav. And that implies that Shemesh is Odif, and that's the highest, because the Shemesh is better than Kochavim. V'Adai Shemesh Odif mikochavim. If you look in the Avinu Gershon, he said, Beferish. On this Gemara, he says, at the Feirish, I'm sorry. Okay, he says that line. The Hashem is mikuraso, the others mikuhu. So the raya is from the next line of the Gemara. Now, he doesn't quote that line. Koshke mashko tzitzis is shemesh shavasa lavo. The father other. Vilo beer. I don't know what that word is, but probably the Rav, the say Zohar. Harav, probably Koat Sarah. The Samach Amaayim. So he says an interesting thing, that his kasha from the Gemara is from the next line of the Gemara. The Yifei Zohar doesn't quote the next line of the Gemara. He relied on the fact, Samach Amaayim. Right? It's a little daichik. Yeah, but okay, that's what he says. In other words, the Yifei Zohar quotes the first two lines of our Gemara. The Rai is really from the next line of the Gemara. In other words, Yifei Zohar quotes the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah that just says, Maskina Yaziru, Umastika Rabin Menamdi Tinaikis. From there, there's no Raya. Didn't say anything about Talmid Chachamim. But the next line says, and what about Rabbah and Mai? And it says, Rabbah and Arbet are the Shemesh, which is the greatest. So it's Raya from there. Okay, that's what he said. If it would have been up to me, I would have said it a little different. I don't know if you people looked in Tysus. I don't know. Did the people look in Tysus? I don't know. They did look. So Tysus, in his Havamina, Tavis assumed that the Kochavim are greater than Zohar Rikia. But Tavis, because of the Gemara in Sochem, he switches it. But then he brings a Riva that brings from Pirkei de Rav Eliezer that Zohar Rikia is greater. So I would have said that his kash is from the Gemara based on the Riva. Now the Riva says, the Gemara he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maskina Yasiru Kizorikia. That's Gabai Staka. Mastika Rabim Adam Milamde Tinoikas. And we know the Pirkei Rav Eliezer says that Zorikia is greater. So that means that Gabai Staka are even greater than Milamde Tinoikas. So Kavachoimer Tamid Achamim. So it's a raya. It's the raya is more direct from the Gemara that he quotes. But okay, that's what I would have said. But okay, it doesn't make such a difference. So the Maisa, he says he has a raya from our Gemara that a Talmid Chacham is greater than a Melamde Tinaikis. And then he has a third raya from the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that when you're looking for a Shidduch, first you should marry a Bas Talmid Chacham. You don't find a Bas Talmid Chacham, you do Gedolei HaYador, then you do Rosh HaKnisyos, then you do the daughter of the Gabbai Saka, then the bottom of the line, you go from Melamde Tinaikis. So Alma, we see that Melamde Tinaikis is Gria Fiyami Gabbai Saka. We see that Melamde Tinaikis is on a lower level, even in a Gabbai Saka. And here, in the Medrash, it says it's barely even a Talmid Chacham. And he says, and it's daifik to say that all these Gemaras are only going like one day in the Medrash. And the other day in the Medrash would argue with all these Gemaras. Okay, so those are it. So we have three kashas. So the Yifei Zohar has three kashas. There's a day in the Medrash that says that Melamde Tinaikis are greater than Talmid Chachamim. And he has three kashas because there are three indications that a Talmid Chacham is greater. One is the Gemara in Brachas that says, that Masir and Yasir that Ayin Arasa. Two is his raya is from the Gemara in Basra. Exactly what the raya is, we're not clear. And three is from the Gemara in Pesachim that says when you're looking for a shidduch, you're preferable supposed to marry Melamde Tinaikis. I'm sorry, supposed to marry Gabbai Saka, Talmid Chacham, Rosh HaKnisyos. And only afterwards, the daughter of a Tinaikis. So comes along the Yifei Zohar, and he gives three answers. Okay, his first answer is a very nice answer, that there's shnei dinim nifradim, right? A brisk answer. This, as far as schar, our medrash is talking about schar. Talking about schar, because our medrash wants to know who's more chavit. You talk about schar, so for sure, melam de tinaikas are better. Why? Because Haim Sibas Ahagdol Torah Be'olam. When it comes to marrying the daughter, so then you're not marrying the father-in-law, you're marrying the daughter. So the reason why you should marry the daughter is because the daughter is mushma from the father. So as far as Hashpa, even though the Melam De Tzinaikas themselves are in a higher Chavivis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as far as their daughters are not necessarily as good as the other daughters, because the other daughters get more from the house. So therefore, when it comes to marrying the daughters, you know, there's no comparison. Marrying the daughters is a completely different inyan. Marrying the daughters is not totally how much chavivis the father has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's marrying on how good the girl is. So the hashba of a Talmid Chacham on his daughter is greater than the hashba of a Melam De Tzinaikas on his daughter. So even though the Melam De Tzinaikas might be more chavivis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you still, when you're looking for a girl, you should marry the daughter of the Talmid Chacham. Beautiful answer. Comes along the Divrei Mordechai, and he asks, we can find it in here. Oh, the Tirutz HaRav Zal. It's in line of where it says Kuf Yud Zayin on the first column, so go over to the next column. The Tirutz HaRav Zal. It's when it comes to schar, adif, melami tinaikas are better, mishum de melami tinaikas, be, I don't know what that word is. What? Okay, to be the truth, I think. The haim si b'lahagdo terbi Yisrael. I don't know. O mikol agom, am nisui b'noseyem koshu. Koshahu something Yoser Chacham, thank you. Yoser Chacham, Vitzadik, Oditvei, that's better. Shekvi Chashivusa, Tie Bitam, Little Medes, Mimitzvahs, Adkan. Oh, says he, the Divrei Mordechai, Vidoso Chizli Lahavin. I don't understand. Kate, Zadi Turb is a Masha Hikshami, I'm a Chilton, that's a Gemara Baba Basra. Vadayin hakushim mekoy mo medes. Dekan vadayin inyan schar mairi. The asira gizar rikiyah. That's the pasuk. And the pasuk of Geshemesh Guraso. Hainu. Not sure. Geshemesh. They quote the pasuk of Rabbana Mai. And they quote the pasuk of the Shemesh. The all above can say the Shemesh Bikurasa, and that's talking about schar, the Hainu schar mitzvah. Kamal Shikosa Barasha Ben Yaakov. The feed of Arab, Lama Lazagri, Talmid Yachamim, Talmid Melam de Tinaikas, Mitamid Yachamim, Kivadin in schar, Mairi. So he has a Gavadig Akasha, right? The Feit brought three questions. The first one question was the Gemara in Brachas, which was talking about the schar ayin lo rasa. That's talking about schar ayin lo rasa. Nobody ever saw the reward of an item habas beyond our comprehension, beyond anyone ever saw it. Our Gemara in Baba Basra is talking about schar. Okay, the Gemara in Sochim is talking about a shiduchim. So comes along the Efeitor and says, there's no kasha for the Gemara and Pesachim because Shidduchim are different. Okay, very nice. But you didn't answer the first two kashas. It's a plea on Suma. You ask three questions and you only answer one. I mean, you should say I'm only answering one, but that's not the way the Efeitor is written. The Efeitor writes, he starts out with three questions. The kasha from Pesachim was only his last question. His first two questions apparently stand without Pesachim, right? They stand alone. It's not like that the question from brachas, and here it's predicated on the kasha psachim. Otherwise, he would have had to inverse the order. The fact that he puts the order, he first asks the kasha from brachas, and then he asks the kasha from Baba Basra. So he obviously holds that those kashas are independent questions, forgetting about the Gemara Psachim. Then he has a third kasha for the Gemara Psachim. So how can he answer the question, the Eish Leimar, and he only answered the question of Psachim? What about the other two questions? It doesn't make sense. I mean, he didn't mean to answer the other two questions. It's not mashma. So then he didn't say, you know, then it's shver. That's not an answer. If you have three questions, you only answer one, and two you can't answer. You didn't answer the question. The other answers do answer all three questions. So what's he doing? He's saying it's first answer. That's not a good answer. That sounds like a pliatsuma. So that question we want to wait for tomorrow. Okay, that's good. That's the main question of this year. How did the Yafei Tohar answer the three questions? Okay. Then the Yafei Tohar gives a second answer. Let's go to the second answer. He says the second answer is Ba'oj Shlomar. All those three Gemaras that I'm quoting are talking about the person who's melame tinoikas only mikra. Like, I don't know, mikra means chumash or it means aleph beis. But hocha b'soifrim mishanim shem gam kein talmid achamim. Here the lashon is that there is soifrim mishanim. So we're talking about talmid achamim also. So what does it mean? That the first day it says that the Talmid HaChamim are greater. Teretz is, She'enem Godel G'shar Talmid HaChamim. They're not as great as the other Talmid HaChamim. They're second tier Talmid HaChamim. So that's why he says, Mikom HaGom Adifa Minayu. Aidei Shemizakin L'Lamed HaTinoikas. So what it sounds like he's saying is that it's that we're talking about if you just had a Talmid HaChamim versus a melame tinaikas who never learned too much, then the Talmud Chacham is greater. But when did our Medrash say that the melame tinaikas is greater? That's when the melame tinaikas is a shtickle Talmud Chacham also. Which sounds like he's saying, you know, something we don't really like, two dead horses a little bit. I don't know, two dead horses, but two svaras they combine. It's the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham. And he's also Melami Tinoikas, so they combine together and they beat the bigger Talmud Chacham. Okay, that's his answer. Comes along to Divrei Mordechai and has a bam question. Let's read his question. V'yesh didaktik. Right, this is in line where it says Daf Kuf Yud Ches. V'yesh didaktik. The Gemara Kamer Masike Rabim. Chudu, Eidu Melamde Tignoikas, Vikomar Kigon Man, Kigon Rashmuel Bar Avshiles. Rashmuel Bar Shedes, Shreyu Talmud Chacham. We know Rashmuel Bar Shedes was a Talmud Chacham. How do we know he's a Talmud Chacham? Because he calls him Rav. Right? You're not called the Rav in the Gemara, unless you're a Talmud Chacham. Maybe other Ravs, maybe he finds it in other places in Shas. But we know Rashmuel Bar Shedes is a Talmud Chacham. And, and he was also Melami Tinaikas. And still, the Gemara and Baba Basra saying, the Gemara and Baba Basra, he learns the Gemara and Baba Basra, the Yafei Tohar learned that there's a riot from our Gemara and Baba Basra that a Melami Tinaikas is less than a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara clearly said, what type of Melami Tinaikas are we talking about? Someone comparable to Rashmuel Bar Shilas. So that means that you're talking about a Melami Tinaikas who's a Talmud Chacham. And you're still saying that the other Talmud Chacham is greater. So you're shlugged up from a Parish of Gemara. Right? That's his kasha. So he gives a Gainish answer. When he says, Yeshleimar, to hold the Kamarikom Rashbul Rav Shiles, laugh Agagain Hachmasokoi. It's not saying Kagain Agashmul Shiles in every area. And Akigoyin Amunoso. It's only referring to his dedication, as the Gemara continues. Shoy Yosem Lacha Bremiya. I raise that cloud, the Yud Gemoshana, the Messiah began to say. In other words, he's saying like this. When the Gemara quotes Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, the Gemara was only interested in one point, which is definitely true. You read the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to point out the dedication of Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. What's the dedication of Olam Nitzinaikas? So when it says Kigayin, it means Kigayin in that point. But Einachinami, in the other point that Rav Shmuel bar Shilas happened to be a Talmid Chacham, that's coincidental. And we're not referring to that. It's not referring to that. Okay. That sounds a little daichik, because part it means the Gemara. Yes, the Gemara wasn't interested in that. Okay, but it comes out the Gemara is lying. The Gemara says, "Who's the melamed tinaikis?" Kigain. The Gemara says, "The lashon of the Gemara is." Hey, kigain man. Amar Rav, Kigayin Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. That's not true. It's not Kigayin Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Now, to say that the Gemara was only interested in one point, they weren't interested in the fact that Rav Shmuel bar Shilas was a Talmid Chacham, that I would say. It's irrelevant to the Gemara. But to say that it's not true, that it doesn't apply to Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, it seems a very daichik in the Gemara. The Gemara says, that the Rabbanon, where he's reading the Raya from the Gemara and Baba Basra, the Rabbanon are greater than Melamde Chinoikas, but Melamde Chinoikas are also on a very high level. They're just not on the level of the Rabbanon, but on the level of Matzdike Arabim. Kigon Man, who are these Melamde Chinoikas that get this amazing level of Matzdike Arabim? Kikohavim? Kigon Man? Kigon Rashua Barshilas. No, we didn't mean Kigayin Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. We just meant Kigayin, someone who is similar to him in one regard, but he's not, but not Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. But you said Kigayin Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. So, okay. No, don't want to argue with a God of Adar. We made a whole big thing, a God of Adar. But the Maisa, it does sound a little daifik. So, if it was up to me, I would have said a different answer. Seeing he's daiti, is that the Reshiva, the Tzah, when the Reshiva would explain his Hashkafa, why the Melamed Tzinaikis is on such a high Madrega, so the Reshiva, you would say, it's not Pshat, people, Harbatzah Torah is the biggest mitzvah. It's not true. Chazal say Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah. I don't want to say it's not true, but I mean, it doesn't say Harbatzah Torah can I get Kudam. It says Talmud Torah can I get Kudam. So what the Shiva used to say is that Harbatzah Torah is a shleimus in Talmud Torah. When a person does Harbatzah Torah, there are different dargas in Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah Menasa Lameh. That's a better Talmud Torah. Torah's Chesed Adeshina, the Gemara. That's a higher level of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah Menasa Lasos is a higher level of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, which is not just Almanas, but your mamish doing the Melamed, is even a higher level. Talmud Torah, that you're doing the Lassos, is a higher level. I'm learning Hilchos Tefillin, and then I actually go in and implement the Tefillin, that's a higher level. So there are many dargas of Talmud Torah. Now, what the Yafei Tohar is saying here is that obviously Talmud Torah, Be'ian, on a higher level of Abkas, is a higher level of Talmud Torah. So here we got two Talmidei Chachamim. We got the Melamed Dardiki, Rav Shmuel bar Shilas, who was a Chashuv Talmid Chacham. But he wasn't the God of Adar in Talmid Chacham. Then there was someone else who was the God of Adar. He was the biggest Talmid Chacham in the Dar. So who's the guy in the mitzvah of Talmid Torah with more Shleimus? So mitzad the fact that the other people were learning Torah on a deeper level, on a more amkistic level, so they're doing the mitzvah Talmud Torah better. But Rav Shmuel bar Shilas had an advantage in his mitzvah Talmud Torah over the other person's Talmud Torah. That his Talmud Torah was the ultimate Amenasa Lamed. It wasn't just Amenasa Lamed, it was Lamed. And it was the Amenasa Lassos, because there's a mitzvah, teaching Torah is a mitzvah. So he's doing Mas Lassos. So his learning Torah, and he's involved all day in Torah. He's learning, and he's teaching. And when you're teaching, you're also learning, because he's he's learning on a, and maybe he's learning on a simple level, but he's learning Torah. He's saying over words of Torah. So mitzad echad, his mitzvah's Talmud Torah is not as great as the other person, because the other person is doing pilpo and amkas, and I'm teaching Breishis Bar, I'm teaching Bar Mitzia, Eda Mitzias. I'm teaching 8th grade. I'm teaching, the simple Gemara. But mitzad sheni, my Talmud Torah is a greater Talmud Torah because it's Amanas Alameh. So that's what the Yifei Torah means. It doesn't mean that it's two unrelated things that just join together. It was two unrelated things, and it could have been other mitzvahs. Why Dafka? If you're able to connect, in other words, the way the, I'm not saying it clearly, the way the Divrei Mordechai understood the Yifei Torah, is saying like this: Be'etzem, the Talmud Torah of the guy who's showing the Talmud Torah is greater than Melamei Tinaikis, but the Melamei Tinaikis is making up for it because he has also a little bit of Talmud Torah and a little bit of Melamei Tinaikis, so they join forces. He has two mitzvahs. His two mitzvahs beat out your mitzvah. So what about if he had different mitzvahs? What about if the guy was a Talmud Chacham and he gave a lot of stucco? Why doesn't that do it also? What if it was a Talmud Chacham, but he was the world's greatest davener? You know, like you can make a million combinations. Once you're saying that you can take, here's a Talmud Chacham, I'm a little bit less, but I can make up the difference with something else. So why does it have to dafka be our butts being Melamei Tinaikis? It could be, you could have two Talmud Chachamim, one's a bigger Talmud Chacham, one's a little less, but he's a bigger Baal Chesed, he's a bigger Baal Staka, he's a better davener. So Poshnip Shad is that either Chazal aren't being nichnas to that, we're talking about one entity in a focus, we're not mixing in, you know, that's cheating, or it's very likely you can't even do that, because a million weak things don't make one strong thing. So since Talmud Torah is connected Kudam, and Talmud Torah is on a different par, so you can add, you know, we say Talmud Torah connected Kudam, that Pashas means even if you add a million other mitzvahs, it's still Talmud Torah connected Kudam. Talmud Torah is on a different dimension. There's an added dimension. You can't get that dimension. You have 1,000 times tzitzis is an amazing thing, but it's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah has in it a certain dimension. There's a certain type of Olam Haba you get for Talmud Torah. You can't get for tzitzis. Now you get for tzitzis 1,000 times tzitzis, so you get 1,000 times the mitzvah of Olam Haba of tzitzis, but you can't get that Olam Haba that's designated for Talmud Torah. So what the Devarim Mordechai is saying, I'm not taking two things and adding them together. If Talmud Torah, the Talmud Chacham is greater, then you can't add. What I'm doing is, the whole issue here is, whose Talmud Torah is greater? We're competing in Talmud Torah. You go ahead and you claim that your Talmud Torah is greater, because you're a bigger Talmud Chacham, and therefore you're learning more Amkes. So I say back to you, excuse me, but my Talmud Torah is Amanas Alame. My Talmud Torah is Amanas Lassos. My Talmud Torah is better than your Talmud Torah because I have a different advantage. So that's China's answer. His answer is not that he's taking the two mitzvahs. He's saying, yeah, Talmud Torah versus Talmud Torah. Well, you're a little better, but I fill it up with some sand, you know, something else. No. You can't do that. That's cheating. And it wouldn't work, probably. He's saying that the whole issue is, whose Talmud Torah is greater? So you're saying that your Talmud Torah is greater. You know, that's one side said, the person who's Shalem in Torah and Mitzvahs, his Talmud Torah is the greatest, and Talmud Torah can I get Kulam. So I say, no, a person who's a Melamei Tinaikis, who's a Talmud Chacham, so he's learning Torah, so his Talmud Torah is greater because he has the advantage of learning Amanas Alameh. Well, not just Amanas Alameh, he's Lamed is even better than Amanas Lamed. Amanas Lamed just, he has it in mind, I'm going to in the future. So he's being Lamed, Vivas Achas. So it's a higher level of Talmud Torah. So now it's very good what the Yifei Torah's answer. The Yifei Torah's answer is that The other Gemara, if we're talking about a Malam Nechinaikis, who's not a Talmud Chacham, talking about some a lady, Ganenet, whatever, she's teaching our base to the kids. Okay? So that, she's a Malam Nechinaikis, she's teaching our base, she's not a Talmud Chacham. You can't say a lady Ganenet, her Darga, Talmud Torah, is on a tremendously high level. She doesn't have Talmud Torah. She's teaching Kriya, she's teaching how to read. She's teaching Bereishis, Bible stories, you know? You're not going to say that her Talmud Torah is on a higher level. But if the Malam Echinoikis is a Talmud Chacham, and he's using, and he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's a Malam Echinoikis, so then it's a higher level of Talmud Torah. How would that answer the Kasha from Shmuel Barshidus? So I would say that maybe if this is, I think, what the Reshiva used to say. This is the Hezbollah, the Shiva used to give. That the reason why Harbat Torah is such a great mitzvah is because it raises the level of your Talmud Torah. Shiva quoted a Marsha, those who know in Bava Metzia, by Rav Chia, that it says here that Rav Chia would go ahead and, you know, he went ahead and planted the flax and made the nets and caught the deers and he wrote the Svarim. And then he taught taught the Talmidim the five Chumashim, and then he told and also Shisha Sitrei Mishnah, and then he taught each Talmid one sefer and told him to teach the other one. And the Rasha said he did that on purpose. He could have taught them all together, but I have to teach him Bereishis and him Shmos and him Vayikra, have them all together and teach them all at once everything. So the Rasha said because he wanted to make that the Talmidim should also be a Melamed. Not just a Lilmo, but also a Lamed. The Talmidim will be the Lamed. The Marsha says with Farish, because that's the highest level of learning Torah. So Shiva used to always quote that Marsha, that in the Lamed, when you're teaching Torah, it's not just you're doing another mitzvah. It's a Shlemis in Talmud Torah. Lilmo Ramanasa Lamed and Lilmo Ramanasa Lasos, because it's also called Lasos, because that's a mitzvah to teach. That's also a Lasos. No gara than the lassos are putting on filling. So that's what the Marsha is saying. It's the highest level of Talmud Torah, and that's why the Marbit Torah is better. So Memeda, to answer the Kasha, Irish Shmuel Barshidus was also a Talmud Chacham. So I would say that maybe it's not enough that you're a Talmud Chacham, but it has to be that you're using your Talmud, your Chachma of Torah, to teach. In other words, according to this svara of the Rosh Hashiva, it could be, it's not that you're a Talmud Chacham who is doing Harbat Torah. It has to be a Talmud Chacham who's doing Harbat Torah while using what he learned. He's using the Torah that he learned to help him to teach Torah. He's learning Edom Metzias with the guy. So he's learning Torah, and with that he's teaching. Or he's using that we learned in yeshiva, so he learned his dedication, whatever, it's certain things, he's using that, you know, that helps him. But, so you could say, but if a person's teaching Aleph Beis, and it's not mukhruch, that Rav Shmuel Barshidus, when he's teaching Aleph Beis, was using any of his Torah to teach Aleph Beis. Now I know it's against Rav Shiva used to say that it's a different Aleph Beis. Okay, I don't know, it's a kasha. That would shrug me up. But Shiva used to say, if a person's a lamdan, it's a different aleph beis. But we'll say, well, have to be not like that. This does, the Yafei Torah does not agree with Shiva on that, you say, that it's not a different aleph beis. So Rav Shmuel Barshidus, who was making Ukimta, that he was teaching Torah on a relatively very low level. You know, he's making an Ukimta, the Yafei Torah, that he says, that here we're talking about Mikra. Again, he says, the Hosa Melamde Tinokos Mikra Bialma. Mikra Bialma means either, I'm not sure the Mikra means how to read, or Chumash, I'm not sure. But it means they're teaching him just on a relatively low level. So Shmuel Barshidus, and this, it was happened to be, he was teaching Tinokos on a relatively low level. So he wasn't using his amkus, his learning, it was just shnei dim nefradim. He happened to be a Talmud Chacham, but he was being a malamit tinaikus. But his chachma of Torah that he had is not helping him in his harbaza svara. Therefore, you wouldn't have the Rosh Hashiva svara. The only time you have the Rosh Hashiva svara is when the Torah, then his chachma of Torah, is gufa helping him in his teaching. So then they join together. The Torah becomes a better Torah because it's Torah. Just like if I learn Hilchos Tefillin and I base on that Hilchos Tefillin, I make Tefillin. So that's a better learning because the learning has brought the Maisa. So when I use my learning to teach, so then the learning brings the Maisa. So that's a higher level. So Meir Shmuel Bar Shilas, even though he was a Talmid Chacham in his own right, but he never used his Torah. He wasn't using his Torah to teach these Tzinaikas. So therefore, he ain't Achinami. He would be still a tremendously high Madrega. He is Kekochavim. Basika Rabim is like Kekochavim. But he wouldn't be on the same level as the Talmud Chacham, who's on a higher level of Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Torah cannot get Kulam. Talmud Torah cannot get Kulam. The other person's Talmud Torah is on a higher level because he's earning Torah and more Amkes. But someone, this is what the Yifei Torah is saying, but someone who's teaching Torah, to the teaching not just Mikra, but he's teaching Gemara, whatever, he's teaching more than Mikra. I'm not sure exactly, again, whether Mikra, if Mikra just meant our base, even if he's teaching Chumash, I don't know, but he's teaching on a higher level than Mikra, and he's using his Chochmas HaTorah to teach, so then the group of that Torah will be on a higher level. So he would go and say that my Talmud Torah is better than your Talmud Torah. Because granted, your Talmud Torah is more Shalem because it's more Amkes, but my Talmud Torah is more Shalem because it's for Amanas Alamid and Amanas Alhasis. Okay. That's what I would say. So then he has a third answer. Okay, the third answer is not so clear what the third answer is. I don't really have anything to say about the third answer. Except the third answer, it sounds like he's saying that for everyone agrees that Talmud Torah is greater, and it's just that there's no machlokes, and it just means melamde timaikas ikosh kein talmid achamim. Okay, that's the third answer. We don't go with that answer. All right. Anyway, lemaisa. So what comes out as follows is we focus on the first two answers of the Yifei Torah. So the second answer, we have the shayla on the answer, from Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, which he gives his answer that Gemara didn't mean Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. I thought that was Deichik in the Gemara, and I said a different answer, and it's really depending on the Havana of the second answer. Is it two unrelated things that are just combining? That's the way the Divrei at Mordechai is learning. That the whole svara of the second answer is you're taking two unrelated things and you combine them together and you get an amazing thing. So I tie it, that with Pshat, you should be able to combine other things also. If I'm just a drop less than you in Talmud and Chachma, but I'm a tremendous Baal Staka, so I should also fill the gap. Edomai, so I think Pshat is that you can't fill the gap because Torah is in a different league. You can't fill the gap. And Pshat is, it's a whole different svara. Svara that this makes, this is a shleimus in Talmud Torah. Okay, but what we have to do for tomorrow is we're left with the question is, and that is, what is, how did the Yifei Torah answer all three questions? That he asked three questions. Again, he asked the question from Brachas that it says over there that Ayin Orasa, which is talking about Schar. He asked the Kasha from Bava Basra, which is talking about Zohar Rekiah, Kishemesh Bikurasa, like a Kochavim, this is all Schar. This is all the Meshadah, it's a tremendous Schar. So what the fact that it gives an answer that his Shaduchim are different does not in any way answer these Gemaras. So how in the world did the Yifei Torah answer these Gemaras? So I just give a hint, because we're, that the answer is not, you can't come along and just come up with some answer. I'm going to smoke a cigar, and I'll come up with an answer to answer these two kashas. Because if you come up with an answer to answer the kashas, then why do you ask the questions? In other words, if you're going to come up, you're saying, well, the kasha from Bava Basra was never such a great kasha. The kasha from Brachas was not such a great kasha. And really, his main kasha was from Sochem. And once we answer the kasha from Sochem, So the other kashas, we can dray the other kashas. We can answer the other kashas. So then that doesn't fit into the faith Torah. So then what's he doing saying he has three questions? If he really feels he only has one question, answer the Gemara Pesachim, and the other two kashas I'm not concerned about. The other two kashas are not such fair kash. In other words, I'm just say it slower. I'm sure someone's going to say, the kasha from the brachas, who says Ayin Orasa means it's the greatest? That's a mukhrach. The kasha from Basra, it says Shemesh Gegrosso. Okay, that's so mukhrach, Shemesh Gegrosso, and that means it's the best. Who's that? Maybe Kochavim. Kochavim, a star can be better than the Shemesh. I don't know, I could hear that. Adamai, it was a little bit daichik. So he was asking the kasha, but he was mainly felt that he was mainly relying on his third kasha. That is felt with a bam kasha. And once he had a bam kasha, third kasha, he throws in two other weak questions. And because he knows, because I said, also it's daichik. So he said there are three kashas, two kashas that you can be daichik, but the pashas are the good kashas. And then I have a third kasha. But once you take away the third kasha, you're only left with the first two. And the first two, I can. I was never so concerned about. Right? Someone's smiling. Okay, so maybe some people would say that. But I think that's very daichik, because, especially the sequence, maybe if he would have said the sequence the other way, he would have started first with the Gemara and Psalchim, and then he would have thrown in the other two kashas. You say that his main kasha is Psalchim, and these kashas are only once I'm asking from Psalchim. So I'll ask some other kashas to strengthen it, to show there's mashmos in other places. So that would be maybe, even that would be pretty bad, but maybe. But when he goes ahead in the order that he puts these first two kashas first, and say, well, really, these two kashas, he knows they're not really such good kashas. And he would never ask these kashas by themselves, because he can answer them. And it's really only kashas from his last kasha. That sounds pretty dicey. So therefore, the suggestion that what I think we have to do is not to smoke a cigar and try and figure out a way how we can answer the two questions, but we have to read the words, right? Because we have to be Chafetz Chaim Fesh. It has to be something in the words that he says in his answer, right? So we got the words of the answer. Yesh lomar, the Enoch in Nami, the Inyan Schar and Adivim Shum Delamne in Tinoikis, So in those words that he says, that's the goal. In that two sentences, we want to find in those words a remez of how he's answering the first two questions. Okay, that Be'er Hashem we'll try and do tomorrow. Great one.